2 years ago, when Michael Bisogno was 14, he was beaten up by a gang of high school students who were shouting, "Kill the faggot." His response was similar to that of Kelly Peterson, who we heard from earlier. Bisogno founded a support group for gay, lesbian, and bisexual teens. Although he's still in high school, he'll be a senior next year, he's already participated in a White House conference on school safety, met with Attorney General Janet Reno to discuss federal hate crimes legislation, and spoken at the Capitol's National Vigil for Matthew Shepard, the college student who was killed by gay bashers. In the spring, Bisogno received the Equality Award from the gay rights group The Human Rights Campaign. I asked him to describe what happened when he was beaten up by a group of teenagers from his New Jersey high school.
It was the first week in high school, and I was walking. It was during lunchtime, and I heard voices behind me saying, "There goes the faggot, that's the faggot." The kids, one of them came up behind me, knocked my book bag off my back, and the other one kept pushing me up until I was pinned up against the fence. There were about 15 guys, and they kicked and they punched, they poked and prodded, yelling, "Kill the faggot, that's the faggot." They emptied a garbage can eventually, and they lifted me up. They took my legs and took my arms, lifted me up into the air, yelling and chanting, "Kill the faggot, throw him down the stadium stairs," as if it were like a children's song. And eventually they let me go. It wasn't the physical like problems that I had. Like, I wasn't like that badly beaten. It was the emotional side of it. I went into the hospital afterwards, but it wasn't for physical hurt. It was emotional, because I went into a depression and whatnot.
Now, were you out to yourself when they beat you up?
Yeah, I was out to myself. I was out to my close friends, too, but I don't think I was comfortable with myself yet. Obviously, I really wasn't. It wasn't until much later that I began to be comfortable with myself.
Now, did the guys who beat you up know that you were gay, or were they just guessing?
No, they were that's the thing. They were just assuming. You know, I mean, you know, in high school you have the rumors, and since they're, you know, my close friends knew, and I suppose, you know, people suspect or whatever.
Now, you couldn't very well have defended yourself against 15 guys, but did it make you feel even worse that you weren't able to defend yourself?
No, you know, even if it was one guy, one-on-one, I'd put my arms up to protect myself. I definitely wouldn't fight back, and you know, it's just, I'm just like that. It doesn't bother me. I have no anger towards these men or these guys. They could probably still be in school with me, in fact, because only two of them were caught. You know, I have no anger towards them at all.
Why not?
You know, I don't regret anything. I don't regret what happened to me. I don't regret what happened 2 years ago or the life that I've had, because, I mean, I wouldn't be who I was today if I didn't go through what I went through. And, you know, I'm sure they learned a lot, or I hope they did. And, you know, I've done a lot to help people, I think, and I hope I've done a lot to help people. So I hope they found their way, because I know I found mine.
So after you were beaten, you ended up in a mental hospital for a while in a bad depression. Did the beating force you to come out to other people because you had to explain that they were calling you a faggot?
Yeah, my parents.
Oh.
It was my mother's birthday. Actually, it was my mom's birthday, and I had to tell her that I was beaten up because I was gay. So she knew I was already beaten up, but she thought it was for a different reason, because I was a freshman. But I had to come home and actually tell her that I was gay. And we sat down on the couch, and I told her. And I told my dad, and I was like, "Listen, I wasn't beaten up because I was a freshman. I was beaten up because I was gay."
Why'd you tell them that?
Why?
Mm-hmm. I mean, why not let them believe that you were beaten up because you were a freshman?
Well, two reasons. Like, first, I had to. It was the police were going to press charges against these guys, and they were going to have to know, because the police were going to have to be involved. So I had to tell them myself. They even said if either I tell them tonight or they have to call them themselves. So I had to tell them. And because it's something that's like a weight on your back. It's more than a weight. It's the world on your back. It's everything that weighs you down, that you just want to say, "Look, this is it. This is what I've been hiding. This is everything that I've been so frustrated about, or so angry."
What was the reaction?
You just let it go. They said they loved me, and that I was their son, no matter what. And they knew that. It didn't mean that they understood what was going on, or they didn't mean that they understood homosexuality or what I was going through, but they knew that they loved me and they knew that I was her son, which is something that, I mean, I'm so thankful for, because I hear stories and I know people that got it so much worse from their parents. And I needed support, and that's what I got from them.
So what was the reaction in your high school when people found out you were beaten up and that, you know, that it was a gay bashing? Because you were only out to a few people. So this must have spread the word around the high school. What reaction did you get from people? How were you treated differently than you were before?
Some people gave me the reaction of, oh, come on, well, thank, you know, finally, you finally told me. And I was like, you knew? And they were like, yeah, we knew. And I was like, well, why didn't you tell me? I'm the one who's been struggling with it for years. Some people were angry that I didn't tell them beforehand. You know, they took it personally.
Like you didn't trust them enough to say anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And they didn't understand. And some people just looked at me, you know, like when you walk into a room, when I walk into a room, you know, I get the feeling sometimes that, you know, I'm not Michael, their friend who happens to be gay, but gay Mike, which is, you know, I mean, there's so many different forms of that when you're 16 years old, you know, when you get that like self-conscious thing. But, you know, everybody knows, which is a good thing and it's a bad thing, because people treat you like a gay person instead of a person who happens to be gay.
Were there other openly gay students in your high school that you knew of?
A couple. I knew, you knew, but you didn't know. And it was like, it was one of those, you know, like you could guess and they wouldn't say they weren't, but they wouldn't say they were. I had a couple older role models, adult role models, but not really young ones who were really comfortable in themselves. That's why I think it's so important for young people like Kelly and Holly Peterson, or, you know, myself, I'm 16 years old, to be out and be, you know, to spread the word, to show, like, youth that you can be young and gay, and that's okay. Like, when I was 14, I thought that you couldn't be gay until you were 30 or 40 years old, because that's the only gay people I saw. Like, I thought, like, you go to college for being gay, maybe. I don't know. And if you find out what school that is, please tell me, because I'm looking for colleges.
you know, in high school, people are first getting a sense of themselves sexually. And so much of high school talk focuses around dating and who you've got a crush on and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you try to fake being heterosexual just to kind of fit into the conversation?
Oh, yeah. Back in middle school, I went out with a lot of girls, a lot of girls. At 13, 14 years old, I was going out with a lot of girls. I remember my first kiss was in kindergarten, and it took place in a closet.
Which is perfect metaphor.
No lie, which is really just like the metaphor of my life here. I'm still friends with the girl, actually. But no, yeah, I did try to fake being heterosexual. A lot of people do. And that's what's so sad. That's where a lot of the depression comes from and a lot of anger. Imagine, you know, going to school every day and portraying somebody else for your friends, you know. And I got this feeling that, like, you know, my friends aren't friends with me. They're friends with somebody who I'm trying to be, you know, somebody else. And it's the saddest thing. And I think the schools and our parents and our communities can take such a much bigger role in the kids' lives to make sure that doesn't happen, you know, to include gay and lesbian stuff in the education.
Now, how did you decide to form a gay club or a gay group? I'm not sure. What was the title of the group that you formed?
It's called Gaily. It's called Gay and Lesbian Youth, Gaily. Of Bergen County. It's a Bergen County chapter. I founded the chapter. There's two chapters in New Jersey. It's a gay and lesbian youth group for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and questioning teens. It's a social support group. I founded the group because I would have needed something like that 2 years ago when I was, you know, depressed and going through this anger stage. And I needed support. I wanted to know people who were my age who were going through the same thing. So I went, you know, 2 years later, and now, you know, I'm a little bit stronger, I think. And I wanted to do this for myself and for everybody else out there. Like, and I didn't know if there were 5 teens going to be there or 20. And now we get 30 teens a week, 30 teens a week in the suburbs out in New Jersey, and kids come in there every week, 16, 17, and they're just amazed that there are so many other teens out there who feel the same way that they do.
Now, was this group established through your high school, or was it independent of the school?
That was independent of the school. It's Gay Straight Alliances are really ideal for schools, but this group was primarily for gay and lesbian youth, so we did it separate from the school. The problem with, like, a gaily in the high school would be that, you know, all the students know where the kids are going. You know, they announce the room in the morning, and, you know, kids would know, you know, who's going to the gaily or who's going to the Gay Straight Alliance. So we had to do it separate from the school to kind of secure that...
privacy?
Your privacy.
Anonymity,
right?
My guest is Michael Bisogno. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Michael Bisogno, a high school student in New Jersey who founded a gay and lesbian youth group. Did it change your school life much when you came out? Did you find, for instance, that teachers who knew reacted any differently to you?
At first, they knew I was going through a tough time, so they lent their ear, and they tried to help me as much as they could.
So that was a good thing?
Yeah, that's a great thing. They learned from it, and I learned from it. I was scared, and I didn't want to talk, and they wanted to talk, but they didn't know what to say. It was one of those things that, I mean, teachers don't really have the training. I mean, we don't provide them with the training, sensitivity training or any training that involves gay and lesbian issues, which is very sad, you know. So I was kind of, you know, I was training them, and they were training me, you know, giving me the support, and I was giving them something, you know, that they knew that they were going to have to face in their career once, you know. And, yeah.
After you were out, were you ever beaten up again?
No, thankfully not. No, thank God. I've gotten, you know, snickers and, you know, stuff like that, but... You know, I think about it, and after what I've been through, if you're not going to kill me, it's not going to affect me.
Did you have any male friends who were kind of uncomfortable around you after you came out? Because I thought they maybe misinterpreted your friendship, or were afraid you would misinterpret their friendship.
Yeah, I've gotten the well, you know, it's okay that you're gay. I mean, as long as you don't try anything against me, you know, I don't mind. And you know, just come back with, please, you're really not my type. no, you know, it's hard for them. It's as hard for them to understand and deal with as it was for me. I didn't understand it either when I realized, you know, how I was feeling. And, you know, they didn't understand either. But, you know, they took the steps to understand, and that's what counts. But, yeah, to answer your question, yes, I definitely did have some guy friends who were confused or didn't understand. But they took the steps to understand it. I never really lost a friend yet.
What was your reaction after the murders at the high school in Littleton?
It all ties in for me. I don't think, you know, I mean, you can say, you know, he's a gay activist, it has nothing to do, but it does. I've been asked about this, and I think, God, you know, how many kids have to die? How many more kids have to die until we start paying attention? I would say I can't believe it, but the sad part is I can believe what happened in Littleton. I can believe what happened in Colorado. And I can believe what happened in Wyoming to Matthew Shepard. Like, I can believe it. And, I mean, now I just see, I look at the news and everybody's blaming everybody else. And I don't think it's about that right now.
What do you think it's about?
It's about the kids. It always was about the kids, and it always will be about the kids, because the kids are the future. You know, it's about them and what they're going through right now. I mean, it's horrible to turn on the news to say, you know, let's blame it on the other students, or let's blame it on their parents, or let's blame it on this one or that one. I mean, what I went through 2 years ago, I didn't blame anybody. I'm not angry at anybody. I took the anger and I turned it into something positive, you know? And I think if more of us could do that, just take that anger and to turn it into something that could really help everybody instead of just spreading this negativity, I think it would do a lot more good.
What year are you in now? You're a junior?
I'm a junior.
I know an issue for some gay people in high school is, will they go to the prom or not? Where some people couldn't care less about going to the prom one way or another. So is the prom going to be an issue for you, do you think?
Prom is not going to be an issue. I went my freshman year to the prom with a girl, and I went sophomore year with a girl. They were both friends, and this is my junior year, and a friend of mine who's a senior asked me to go with him, and I'll be going to the prom with a guy this year. It's going to be the first gay couple to go to the prom at my high school.
Well, that should be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not, we didn't really do it at all for, you know, because, oh, we're the first, but he came out this year, and he's such a wonderful guy. He came out this year, and he came out to me, and, you know, I brought him to the gay youth group, and we've been friends for a while this whole year, and he asked me to go with him, and I was kind of shocked, but definitely I said yes. I think it's going to be great.
Oh,
so we'll have fun.
Yeah, have fun. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks. I think I'm going to wear a white dress. I'm not sure. Just kidding. I think we're going to probably do matching tuxes. Matching tuxes, definitely.
You went from being in the closet to being someone who has given speeches and won awards and really being quite visible. And that's a really far distance to travel in 2 years when you're still in high school. How much do you want to make being gay the focus of your public identity or of your life or of your future work?
Being gay, I don't think, would be the focus of me or my future work. I think kids, youth, are the focus of my future work. I know a lot about homophobia and I know a lot about violence, and, you know, I can lend my word because it's happened to me. But what I really talk about is safety for youth, for all youth, and that, you know, this affects everybody. Hatred, primarily is the root of it all. I just want to help people. You know, I wouldn't want to help a gay person before a straight person or a straight person before a gay person because I don't see that. I see a person.
So have you thought specifically about the kind of work you'll want to do?
I've thought about politics. I've thought about political science, taking a political science major, or taking a psychology major and, you know, becoming a social worker or a psychologist for teens. Or, you know, work in politics and help a community on a whole.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different ways. There's a lot of different ways I can go, and, you know, I haven't really, I don't know yet. And that's okay, because, you know, I'll just take my time day by day. I'd like to take it day by day.
Well, Michael Bisogno, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And have fun at the prom.
Thanks, I will.
Michael Bisogno is the founder of Gaily, Gay and Lesbian Youth. He goes to the prom tomorrow night. Sunday he'll speak at the Capitol Pride Festival, which is now underway in Washington, D.C.